Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Soll. And, of course, Mike, the question remains, when will producers in the eastern Corn Belt get back in the fields?
Well, Dave, I don't have much in the way of good news for you. We have another round of what could be significant rain in some areas. That's as another cold front sweeps across the upper Midwest. Now, after that, it does look like we have some drying weather, but unfortunately, the dry weather will come with temperatures that will be a little bit below average for a bulk of the corn and soybean belt, and starting out the weekend much below average across the northern portion of the corn belt. Some locations with temperatures as much as 15 to 20 degrees below average to end the weekend and start out early next week. Now, there are signs of a little bit of a warm-up, no massive return of 80-degree weathers for the corn-soybean belt, and it doesn't look like we will be in line for winds that will be beneficial for drying on a long-term basis. We're generally looking at wind speeds that will be less than 20 miles per hour in most cases. Until we get towards the middle of next week, then we could start to see some stronger wind moving across the plains, helping to dry things out. But, of course, as that comes in, will be the next chance of rain. That will be towards the end of next week. The situation after last night's heavy rain, in fact, some locations across Kentucky, Tennessee, down and through northern Mississippi, still seeing a narrow line of heavy rain. But 1 to 3 inch rain totals will be quite common today as we get some of the reports from around the area. Our 24-hour rain total here at the WILL studios was 2.71, and our total for the storm was 3.4 inches. So some very heavy rain. Obviously, the saturated ground, Illinois, there's just not going to be too much activity until middle of next week, and then we'll have that next storm system knocking at the door. So, again, not good news there. Now, there are some areas that could use rain. Hard to believe as we sit here seeing the ditches full and some of the fields ponding up in a big way, but areas across the western portion of the Corn Belt, western Iowa and in through Nebraska, some areas could stand some showers, and it doesn't look like they will see much in the way of rainfall for the next week there. The southern states, the Delta and the Southeast, they'll have a band of showers and thunderstorms moving through. They did have some rain yesterday, not as intense as across the Corn Belt, but they do look for wetter weather conditions for the southeastern states for the early and middle portion of next week. There is a computer model that is indicating a low-pressure area that will develop in the eastern part of Florida next week. And then it's expected to move into South Carolina, track westward, and that could bring some more heavy rainfall across the Delta and the Southeast, and that would set things back there as well. The Delta will start to see some better conditions for field work beginning next week as widespread rainfall across the area into the weekend. Dry conditions for the early portion of next week with scattered showers turning back into the picture. Our friends in South America, they are going to get some rain, beneficial rains for areas that will be preparing for their fall planting season. Across Argentina, they could stand a little bit more rain, a little disappointment on their precipitation amounts that were generally less than a half inch. The nation does need a pretty good soaking. And across Brazil, they did have some pretty significant rainfall there, and rain will continue to fall mainly in southern Brazil with another 1 to 2 inches in some local areas, possibly picking up a little bit more precipitation. With a look at the growing area,